It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
The administrator from Galesburg Christian School, Bob Newthorn, who joins us this morning. Bob, good morning. Welcome. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, in your spare time, which you don't have any of, you're the administrator, meaning you're kind of like a superintendent's role. You have a lot of things you do with the school on a day-to-day basis, plus your duties as pastor at the Bethany Baptist Church in Altona. So, do you ever have a spare moment for anything?
Every once in a while, I try to get on my motorcycle and go for a ride. So I enjoy that.
Probably kind of rare, though, isn't it?
It is right now, yes.
There are probably times you just like to keep on going.
I would.
Well, let's talk a little bit first off about the auction coming up this Saturday. First off, let's get the details. What time does it start and where will it be held?
Our doors open at 11 a.m. And it's going to be held at the Calvary Assembly of God Church there on Linwood Avenue. And that's a great great donation to us just by having a location. We're really appreciative of Calvary Assembly of God doing that for us, and it's a great blessing. So appreciative of that.
Yeah, and a pretty big venue as well.
Yeah, it's huge, and it's going to work out great for us. So We're excited about that.
Let's see. Myron Miller, not auctioneering. Who's doing it this year for you?
Blaine Shields. He's one of our parents of some of our students, and he's been around the auction for quite a while, and so he's excited about doing that this year. I know he's going to do a great job, so we're excited about that.
Well, let's talk about it. With Galesburg Christian School being a private school, you have to do things like these fundraisers and whatnot to help raise funds for operating costs for the school. So kind of talk about it. Is this the biggest thing you do each year for fundraising?
It really is. We have two major events. One's our fall banquet. In the fall, obviously, and we used to do that in October, November, and then this auction is huge. So we really are dependent upon it just to survive, and we appreciate so much all of the local people that get involved with us and donate things for us, and it's tremendous. We really do appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And for any auction, you have, as you said, people that come out and obviously are willing to be generous in their bidding, but you want to have good items to bid upon, and that's a big part of
that
it.
That is a huge part of it. And we've got some great items from some local companies here. We have three different auctions this time in one auction. We have a silent auction where we have four different sections of things that people can bid on, and they close at different times throughout the day. The first one will close at 1:30, and then every half hour another one closes. And we've got some great items from, say, like Nice Harley Davidson, the Java Station, Thrushwood Farms, First Choice Medical Supply. They've all put together some baskets for us, gift cards, that kind of a thing. Marco's Pizza, Landmark, Packing House. So, I mean, just everybody's favorites from the area that have donated for us, and that's really good. We've got around 300 items just in our silent auction. And so there's something for everybody. Everyone can find something that they'll want, and it really helps us out a lot.
Well, that's what's great is to do something like this. It really takes the help of the community and local businesses.
It does. Yeah, and for our live auction, we try to save our larger items for our live auction.
Sure.
And we've got some great items there. Dave's Auto Body has donated a Detail for Life, which is a great one. I know there's a lot of people that want to bid on that one because who doesn't want their car looking nice and shiny? And Dave's does a great job with that. And Kohl's Diamond Galleries donated some really nice pieces for us, and we're excited about that. Of course, the Cubs and Cardinals tickets, and it's my job to make sure the Cubs tickets go for higher than the Cardinals tickets, so we'll see how that works out.
Good luck with that, yeah.
We got a new one this year, too, Walt Disney World.
Wow.
Hopper Pass, and so we got four-pass Hopper Pass for that, and that's a great item.
There you go, Jim.
I'll just take that off your hands right now. Love Disney.
Yeah, so we're excited. And our one of our event sponsors, Wells Pet Food, has donated a dog or cat food for a year.
Wow.
And so that's a huge one, too. And so, you know, we've got some great great items.
Let's talk a little bit more about Galesburg Christian School.
Mm-hmm.
You have moved into the facility, I think, what, a couple of years now there,
right. Mm-hmm.
On,
our second
on
year.
Hawkinson. Tell
right.
us a little bit more about how that's going.
It's going great. And next year, we're looking, obviously, I'm already looking for next year and really working towards how we're going to do things next year. And because of the children's school closing down, we're trying to rearrange a few things to help out with some of the needs of the community. And so we're actually starting a new preschool program. We've had K-3 and K-4 and K-5, and next year we're going to start a preschool instead of our K-3 program to allow for parents that are looking for something a little bit different for their child, maybe not as organized, not as structured as a K program would be. And so the preschool would be for 3- and 4-year-olds. And allow them to have more of a play-based learning. So we're really excited about that, and we're having one of our staff that's been with us for a while, Kim Reynolds, is going to be heading that up, and I know she's going to do a great job. And so I think it's going to be a good opportunity for the community to have someplace else send their children and a few different options. So yeah, we're
so
excited.
So from the moment Sandberg made that announcement that they were closing, you were thinking we were that
working.
Direction?
We yeah. were working, yeah. And just trying to decide what would be best, trying to listen to the people of the community, what they were looking for. And we feel like this preschool program is going to be what it is. It's we've got several people that have already registered for it, and it's filling up quickly. And I know that's going to be a challenge for parents, but so I'd encourage you. We have early enrollment till May 1st. Take advantage of that and come out and get started with that, because it's a great program. It's going to work out really well for us, so we're excited.
Talking with Bob Newthorne, he's the administrator of Galesburg Christian School. There's their auction, 14th annual, coming up this Saturday. You also mentioned that you're going to be having a summer program this year. Is that kind of right. like a summer school type thing? Or
yeah, it's we call it summer care, mm-hmm. and it's a structured time for the kids, but it's for all for 3-year-olds to 12-year-olds, and just give them some place to go. You know, a lot of parents have to work, and so we want to have an opportunity for them to come and be in a safe place where they can still learn and have fun. And so we're going to be doing that this year again. This is our, I think, third or fourth year of doing that, and so it's going to be another good program, and we're looking to ramp that up a little bit again this year. We mostly have just done it for our parents. This year we're really trying to let other people know that this is for anybody in the community that's just looking for some care for their child, and it's a great, loving environment, and we're excited about it. It's going to be a good program.
Well, I know a lot of us growing up did the vacation Bible school thing. Mm-hmm. Is this kind of like maybe like an extended vacation Bible school?
It is sorts? A little bit, and we're actually going to be visiting a few vacation Bible schools, too, in the area, and so we'll bus the kids to the different vacation Bible schools if parents are good with that, and so we're excited about it. You know, it's going to be a neat program. So, yeah, they have a lot of free time, but then there's also some structured time where they you know, do a Bible story, do a craft, and it's real good. We're excited about it. So,
is there limited enrollment on that, Bob? Or?
Yeah, there will be. We're not sure exactly what that number is right now. It'll be when we run out of people that want to work in it. So we're going to try to use some of our staff that we have right now to continue to work in it. We want to accommodate as many people as we can. We know there's some restructured, again, with children's school closing down and some other places not able to offer the summer care this year. This is an area we've already have. I've written another new registration on my desk right now of someone that wants to come. So it's filling up quickly, but we encourage you to get involved with that too. So,
Bob Newthorne is the administrator of Galesburg Christian School. Their 14th annual auction coming up this Saturday. We talked a little bit about this is one of your two biggest fundraisers you do. As far as bringing in money for the school, I mean, is it all based on this and private donations, or is there a Christian school association in the state of Illinois or nationally? Do you get any funding anywhere else?
It all comes from us right here, and so we're dependent upon, obviously, our tuition, but that doesn't cover as much as it needs to be, right. And but we want to make it affordable for parents, and if we charge what it would cost to actually send their child to school, they just couldn't afford it. So we're dependent upon churches, businesses, people that just are passionate about Christian education, and we're thankful for those that are. And this is one way that people can get involved. And this year we are starting a new auction. We have the live auction, the silent auction, but then we also have a service auction this year where people can donate their services. So we have a couple already that have donated some great things. My daughter is donating. We're trying to get this to be students that are donating their services. She's going to be donating Organize Your Closet. So there's
idea.
A lot of closets
that
out there that need, and she loves it, and that's what she's passionate about. Wow. So she's getting to donate their or to organize their closet and to help them out with that. So we have a couple moms in the school that are fighting over who's going to win that one. So it's exciting.
Well, Tom, are you going to donate your carpenter skills?
If somebody wants something broken other than my finger. No, what we could do, Jim, we could do people's voicemail messages for them.
There
Hi,
you go.
It's Tom and Jim from the WGIO Morning News. Bob's not in right now, but if you leave a message.
That's about all we got, I think.
That's about it. That's the extent of my skills.
I like it.
Yeah, but that's cool because within the Christian community, to get especially the kids thinking in terms of service,
right.
and what they can do to
yeah.
kind of chip in, because every, you know, this is kind of the United Way thing. Every little bit helps, and
right.
even, you know, that certainly would go a long way.
Right, and we really do think, and as we're trying to get creative, you know, trying to find new ways that we can meet the expenses that we have, and this is one way that we thought we could do it, and it'd be fun too, and
mm-hmm.
you know, it'd be a lot of fun. And the auction is just a blast. I mean, it really is. If you've been to one of these it's not like going to a farm auction where it's a pretty serious business.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a lot of fun, and so we're really looking forward to it. And we got great food for the day: pork chops, hot dogs. We have a bake sale that our cheerleaders are doing, And they've got some really good, yummy goodies that they're doing, trying to get some new cheerleading uniforms. So they're pretty excited about that. So,
and again, the doors will open at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
Calvary then, Assembly of God, right, out on Linwood Road.
And our live auction begins at 4 o'clock. So, all right. And in between there, we've got the silent auction, the service auctions, even a little presentation from our elementary students, kindergarten elementary students. So something to do all day long.
Yeah. Still got some room out at Galesburg Christian School, or is it pretty tight out there right now?
Well, we're going to shuffle some things around as far as classrooms next year, and we've got room. So mm-hmm. come on out, and we'd love to talk to you and show you around the school. And we're trying to service as many people as we can.
All right, before we wrap up, I know there was a concert you wanted to mention that's going to be coming up.
Yes. Better Day, who is a local gospel group here, and our music program from our middle school and high school is joining up to do a concert. And just basically to let people know about our school more. And so that'll be on May 9th, and it'll be held at Bethel Baptist. And so we're really thankful for them, Better Day, being willing to do that for us. They're pretty well known in the community, and we're excited about that. So,
all right. Bob, thank you so much for joining us again. The auction this Saturday, doors open 11, Calvary Assembly of God out on Linwood Road in Galesburg.
Thank you for having me.
It's been a great year.
Yeah. Bob, thank you. Appreciate it.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.